This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ms. Phungula, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. If we can start with you as an individual, without the university and everything, entrepreneurship, what does it mean, Gwen, and why is it so close to your heart?
Okay, once again, ngiyabonga for the opportunity. As mentioned, my name is Yvonne Phungula. Ngizikhulele ngumntwana nje wasekhaya. Entshanga, grew up with Entshanga.
Okay.
And meskula, we would realize ukuthi, especially emakhaya, azikho indawo closer whereby mhlampe ufuna ukuthenga isinkwa, ufuna ukuthenga ubisi, kumele utravel to edolobheni. So ukucreate ama opportunities or bringing solutions closer to abantu basekhaya. Whereby abantu, they will start some tuck shops, they will start some spaza shops. That's where entrepreneurship starts.
Okay.
By identifying ama gaps in the market or problems and then bringing solutions. So nakumina entrepreneurship means the same. Luckily, umuntu we ukhulile wazi wafunda to a point wafika with space entrepreneurship where ulwazi lami lukhulile ke based on experience. I'm working with student premiers as well, and being in the entrepreneurship desk, the office that I'm representing today, which is InnoBiz DUT.
Okay.
So it means a lot. It means creating opportunities, like I mentioned, for people next to you, not just you, but the society, the community, and also your inmates. Like nowadays, we understand the economy is very... and when it comes to job opportunities, our work, so it's very important for us, and especially our students as well, to create some opportunities in case more after graduating, but you know what, you have something that you have been working on. So you don't only create opportunities for yourself, but also for abanyabantabasetuzane now. Because I can start a business today, maybe in 5 years' time, I'll be employing the very same people at Infunda now. So they have created opportunities. So it means so much.
Wow. I know you're very passionate about it. Maybe we can just borrow just 1 minute from the studio, because I know they were going to go to the news. But how many students do you have here? You call them student premiers.
Student premiers.
Yes. How many student premiers do you have here? And how is the process of preparing for this competition, Namhlanje?
Great. We have 10 students from DUT representing us today.
Okay.
So it was a great process.
Okay.
I mean, they started from applying, obviously, and then they were shortlisted internally, and then we prepared them for coming here today. So we had a 3-day workshop.
Okay.
I think it was on the... But a week ago, before the regionals, we had a 3-day workshop where we had prepared the students for this day.
Yeah.
So we are confident and comfortable that they will represent our institution.
Definitely.
And they'll have to be prepared.
Wish I MUT.
We're hoping.
No, all the best, man. Wish you nothing but the best. One thing I like is that we are all winners. Masukalana, we're going nationally.
If
it's from DUT.
Whether it's DUT, UKZN, MUT, at least our regional will be represented.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, really appreciate it. Ms. Phungula, thank you so much for joining us.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.